Good morning. You are listening Varsha only on CU Radio Station. And today I'm going to talk about goodbye summer. Coming out of my house the other day, I noticed with horror that the horse chestnut tree in our street was heavy with spiky green balls. Not that there is anything strange about that. It's just that Concords always remind me autumn is here once again, and I start thinking about all those things I wanted to do during the summer, but somehow have not found the time to do so. Just as I'm surprised to see snow each winter, I rejoice like a child when the first spiky green capsules start falling to the ground in autumn, and I immediately start searching among the fallen leaves for the glossy brown seeds. The best thing is to poke them outright from their half open prickly casing. But sometimes I am too impatient, break the casing and take them out while they are still white. If I bring them to a warm place, they quickly turn brown. I also never forget to stick a few conkers in my coat pocket because it's said that your legs won't hurt if you do so. Not that I am superstitious, but I still do it just in case. In fact, I have found out that extracts from horse chestnut have long been used in traditional medicines, especially for treating arthritis and varicose veins. So the legend may have a real basis after all. And even if it does not, at least I have something to do fiddle with when I wait for the tram in the morning. Apart from their name, horse chestnuts have nothing to do with the sweet chestnuts. In fact, when they are young and fresh, they contain a slightly poisonous alkaloid called ricin. However, deer, cattle and horses, of course, can eat them safely. Allegedly, that's where their names, horse chestnuts, comes from. When I was a school kid, we used to collect conkers for animals in the zoos. We never played the game of conkers, but we made chestnut animals. All you needed were chestnuts that were still soft and few matches to connect the chestnut heads and bodies and to stick them inside like legs and altars. Chestnut trees are also beautiful in early summer when they are in bloom, with white flower spikies streaking at the end of their branches like candles. You can see them everywhere, but they are especially popular in beer gardens because their heavy branches offer agreeable shade during hot summer days. Actually, you may see chestnuts in bloom here in Prague just now in the beginning of autumn. Some years ago, the trees were afflicted with a parasite horse chestnut leaf miner. The larvae of this moth feed on the leaves, which eventually feather and fall off. The cycle can be repeated several times in a season, causing the trees to bloom even when they are not supposed to. No effective treatment has been discovered so far. So, if you spot some conkers in this autumn, remember to stick a few of them in your pocket, just in case.